Good morning.
早上好。
Hope you all had a great Christmas holiday.
希望你们都度过了一个非常愉快的圣诞假期。
I have been sick ever since I was supposed to be here the last time.
自从上一次我应该在这里讲到，到现在我一直都在生病。
But I'm finally getting better.
不过现在我开始好起来了。
Today we will look into one of the more famous story about David.
今天呢，我们要看的经文是圣经里非常著名的故事，关于大卫王的。
Some of you might know him as David and Goliath David.
你们当中有些人可能知道他，他是哥利亚的大卫王。
Well, some of you might have heard of him as the David and Bathsheba David.
或者有些人是想起他是拔示巴大卫王。
Or you may simply know him as just King David.
或者你只是知道他是大卫王。
Or you may not know who David is.
或者你根本不知道大卫是谁。
David was the second king of Israel.
大卫呢是以色列的第二位王。
And in the Old Testament, he is often regarded as maybe the greatest king.
在旧约里，他被认为是最伟大的王。
And he was also a musician and a poet.
他也是一个音乐家，也是一个诗人。
David has written almost half of all the Psalms in the Bible.
大卫差不多写了半本的诗篇。
But even though many of us might think of him as maybe the greatest king in the Old Testament, he was still human.
虽然我们把他认为是旧约里最伟大的王，他仍然只是一个人。
And today we will look a little bit closer into the incident with Bathsheba. What happened? What did David do? And what made him understand what he had done?
今天我们就要看大卫和拔示巴的故事，他想了些什么，做了些什么。
And the last part, and maybe the most important part.
最后一个部分呢，也是我们最重要的一个部分。
What did he do when he finally realized that he had done something horribly, horribly wrong?
当他最终发觉自己做了一件非常非常错的事情的时候，他是怎样做的？
Let us pray first.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父，
I thank you for gathering us here today, this Sunday, to worship you.
感谢你今天把我们聚集在这里，在主日向你。一起敬拜。
I thank you that we can learn from the Bible.
感谢你让我们一起从圣经里学习。
I thank you that we can have this fellowship together.
感谢你让我们在一起有团契。
I pray that we, after hearing today's message, that we all will have a closer relationship with you.
我祈求祷告，在我们今天听完讲道以后，跟你有更加亲密的关系。
And that you will lead us.To know what we should do when we sin.
你引导我们知道，在我们犯罪的时候，我们该怎样的行为。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So the story we will go through today is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11 to 12.
今天我们要讲到的经文呢，是在撒米耳下里面第。
Chapter 11 to 12.
第十一章，十一到第十二节。
And we will also look into Psalm 51.
我们也会看诗篇第五章第四节。
Because that's the chapter where we can see the reaction of David when he understands that he has made a mistake.
因为在那里我们看到，在大卫知道自己做错事以后，他是怎样做的。
So in the story we find in 2 Samuel 11-12, we not only find David, but we find also several other people.
在撒米耳下里面，我们不但看到了大卫，还看到了其他的几个人。
We get to know about Uriah, one of David's best friends.
我们看到乌利亚，大卫的一个很好的挚友。
He was a commander in David's army and part of what the Bible calls the David's mighty warriors.
他是大卫军队里面的一个指挥官，被称为是一个勇士。
So in short, Uriah was a really loyal friend to David.
所以乌利亚是一个非常忠诚的朋友。
And Uriah, he had a wife in Jerusalem waiting for him while he was at war for David.
在乌利亚为大卫王在外征战的时候呢，他有一个妻子在耶路撒冷等待他回家。
And her name, as many of you might already know, is Bathsheba.
那她的名字呢，就是许多人已经知道的拔示巴。
And then we have Joab, who was another of David's military commanders and also David's nephew.
还有一个角色呢，叫做约雅，他是大卫的另外一个指挥官，他也是大卫的侄子。
Yes. He plays a minor role in this story, but is still part of the cast.
他在这个故事里面呢，虽然只是一个小角色，但他也是故事的一个部分。
And at the time when this whole incident happened, David and Israel were at war with the Ammonites.
在这个故事发生的时候呢，大卫正在跟亚门人征战。
It was during spring, which was natural during that time, because usually you didn't go to war during the winter in that part of the world.
当时呢是春天，这是很自然的，因为在那个国家地区呢，人们不在冬天打仗。
And the reason is because of the rain and the cold weather, which made it very hard to travel and campaign.
因为在严寒和下雨的这种气候当中呢，非常难以行军或者是驻扎。
So wars resume during spring.
所以呢，大家等到春天了再打。
David, he was supposed to be out there fighting with his men.
大卫呢，应该是和他自己的军队一起在外面征战的。
But this time, he remained in Jerusalem.
但是这一次，他选择待在耶路撒冷。
He had sent Joab instead into the war.
他把约雅送出去征战。
And one night, David couldn't sleep.
有一天晚上呢，大卫不能睡觉。
So he was walking on the roof.
所以他跑到房顶上去。
And while walking there, he saw a woman bathing.
他在那里的时候呢，看到有一个女人在洗澡。
And in English, it's actually a wordplay on this woman's name.
在英文版本里面呢，这里对她的名字有一个有趣的解释。
Because her name is Bathsheba.
她的名字呢叫做拔示巴。
But if you divide it in two, it starts with Bath and then Sheba.
但是在英文里，如果你把她的名字仔细的看的话呢，第一个部分就是洗澡，第二个部分呢就是希巴。
I don't know if you understand this, but this is it's funny because she is bathing and then her name is Bathsheba.
因为她当时在洗澡，而她的名字呢就是洗澡的希巴。
Bathsheba was a very beautiful woman in the as the Bible describes her.
拔示巴呢，根据圣经的描述是一个非常美丽的女人。
And David seeing her was tempted.
大卫看到了她，然后受到了诱惑。
He sent and inquired about this woman.
他找人去叫来了拔示巴。
And he got to know who she was.
然后他知道了她是谁。
She was the daughter of Eliam, an upper class woman.
她是以莲的女儿，是一个上等的妇人。
And her father was also one of David's mighty men.
她的爸爸呢，也是大卫的一个非常著名的军官。
Her grandfather, Ahithophel, was one of David's chief counselors.
而她的祖父呢，是大卫最重要的一个参赞。
And most importantly, and as we said earlier, she was the wife of Uriah.
最重要的呢，她是乌利亚的太太。
So David got all this information.
所以大卫得到了所有的这些信息。
It's a married woman, married to one of David's friends, daughter and granddaughter to the warriors who have been fighting for him.
她是一个已婚的女人，而且她嫁给了大卫的军官。他的父亲和他的祖父都是在大卫的军队里面占有要职。
And Uriah was even fighting for him at this very moment.
而且此时此刻，乌利亚正在为大卫征战。
And knowing all this, David, he got a plan.
知道了所有这一切以后呢，大卫自己有了一个主意。
And his plan was not to go back to bed.
他的这个主意呢，不是回去睡觉。
But he began to think, I can get away with this.
他的计划呢，就是我可以做这件事情，而且不被抓住。
And long story short, David sent messengers to Bathsheba, and she came to David, and they slept together.
长话短说，大卫呢就叫人把拔示巴叫来了，然后呢他们就同寝了。
And in the Bible, it says that she was cleansed from her impurity.
在圣经里，这里指出她是月经完毕以后再来到大卫的。
Which basically means that she was not pregnant before she met David.
这也就说明了，在她遇到大卫之前呢，她并没有怀孕。
But after spending the night with David, this was no longer true. David made her pregnant, and now David, he has a problem.
但是在此之后呢，这件情况就改变了，因为她和大卫同寝以后呢，她就怀孕了。现在大卫有麻烦了。
So David, he had to cover this up.
所以大卫一定要把这件事情掩盖下去。
And how do you cover this up?
怎么才能把这件事情掩盖下去呢？
If Uriah thinks that the child is his, then no one will know what happened.
如果乌利亚知道大卫是孩子的父亲，如果乌利亚不知道大卫是他的父亲，那么没人知道了。
So David told Joab to send Uriah back to David.
所以呢，大卫叫约雅去把乌利亚送到大卫那里。
And David told Uriah to rest, to go back to his house and be with your wife.
然后大卫跟乌利亚说：“哎呀，你要休息一下呀，快去和你太太一起休息一下。”
But Uriah, he was loyal.
但是呢，乌利亚非常的忠诚。
He was very loyal to his comrades.
他对自己的长官非常的忠诚。
And he said, "The ark and Israel and Judah are staying in tents, and my commander Joab and my lord's men are camped in an open country. How could I go to my house to eat and drink and make love to my wife? As surely as you live, I will not do such a thing."
Should I translate?
Yeah, you have to try. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
This one does.
乌利亚对大卫说：“约柜和以色列与犹大兵都住在棚里，我主约雅和我主的仆人都在田野安营。我岂可回家吃喝，与妻子同寝呢？我敢在王面前起誓，我绝不行这事。”
So instead, he slept by the entrance of the palace with other servants that night.
所以呢，他和他的仆人一起睡在宫门外，没有回家去。
So David's plan A failed.
所以大卫的第一个计划呢，落空了。
A plan to hide the sin has failed.
他企图掩盖他自己的罪。
But he didn't stop there.
但是他没有停在那里。
He told Uriah, you know, stay another day.
他跟乌利亚说，再待一天吧。
David invited him for dinner.And Uriah ate and drank with him, and David made him drunk.
这一次呢，大卫让乌利亚又吃又喝的，以至于乌利亚醉了。
Maybe if he got drunk, he would go back to his own house.
也许他喝醉了就想起要回家了。
But even in his drunk state, Uriah was loyal, and also that night he spent it on a mat among David's servants.
但是呢，即使喝醉了，乌利亚都没有回家，他还是和他的那些仆人们呢。待在了大卫王的宫里。
So plan A failed, plan B failed, but David, he always had a plan C.
所以第一个计划失败了，第二个计划也失败了，但是大卫还有第三个计划。
Uriah, he had to die.
乌利亚他必须要死。
So David came up with this evil plan to kill Uriah.
所以呢，他就策划了一个非常恶毒的计划，要杀死乌利亚。
But he had to make this look.Like an accident.
但是这件事情必须看上去像一个事故。
The people cannot know that the king killed someone because he wanted their wife.
没有人可以知道 这个王杀了自己的将领，因为他想抢夺将领的太太。
So David told Joab to put Uriah in the front line, and when the enemy came towards them, Joab would tell all the other soldiers to retreat, leaving Uriah there to die.
所以大卫就跟约雅说：“你把乌利亚放到前线去，放在最前线，然后在敌人进攻的时候呢，所有的人往后退，就留乌利亚在前面。”
So Joab.He put him where he knew the strongest soldiers were among the enemy. And Uriah, he was killed in battle.
所以呢，约雅就把乌利亚放在敌军最强大的地方。乌利亚也由此阵亡。
And then David took Bathsheba as his wife, and no one would know anything.
然后大卫就娶了拔示巴为妻。没有人知道任何事情。
It would be a very bad story if it ended here.
这会是一个非常不好的故事，如果故事就在这里结束的话。
But it doesn't end here.
这故事没有在此结束。
What happened next is, to David is what I would is what I called Nathan.
接下去在大卫身上发生的事情呢，我就会。称他为被约拿单了。
Nathan is a prophet and also one of David's closest advisors.
约拿单呢是大卫最亲密的一个朋友，也是他的参赞。
So I will read it for you in 2 Samuel chapter 12 about the story of Nathan confronting David. I will read in English and then there will be translation. Thank you. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said,There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. He shared his food, drank from his cup, even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveler who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for the lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword and took his wife to be your own.You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore, the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own." Reading this text and understanding what David has done makes me think.
读了这段经文，了解了大卫所做的一切，这让我思索。
How do you face God after something like that?
在一个人做了这样的事情以后，怎样来面对神呢？
How can you be king? How can you be a leader, a role model for God's people after doing this?
你怎样在做一个王，在做一个你人民的一个表率，在你做了这一切之后？
One sin covering it.For another sin, one fault covering up for another fault, leading to a murder of a loyal soldier and one of your best friends.
一个罪接着一个罪，用一个谎言在掩盖另外一个谎言，以至于最后杀害了自己的一个忠诚的朋友，自己一个忠心的军官。
And if anything, David should be thankful for Nathan.
如果要做一件事情的话，那这件事情就是大卫必须要感谢约拿单。
Because Nathan woke him up, dragged him back from the darkness he has surrounded himself with.
因为约拿单把大卫唤醒，把他从黑暗中救了出来，让他看清楚事情的真相。
He told him the truth and made him realize what he had done.
他告诉了他事情本来的真相，让他看清自己的所作所为。
Nathan didn't even get to ask David what he thought about this story about the rich man and the poor man with his lamb.
约拿单都没有问大卫，你对这个故事有什么样的想法？
David, he passed an immediate sentence on the guilty man in Nathan's story.
大卫马上就判这个故事里这个穷人富人的故事里的人，判了他死刑。
He said the man needs to die.
他说这个人必须要死。
And before he dies, he needs to restore fourfold for the lamb.
而且在他死之前，他必须要四倍的偿还。
Why did he say fourfold?
为什么说他要四倍偿还？
At that moment, David was actually quoting the Bible.
在那个时刻，大卫是在引用经文。
Because even though David was sinful, after his action, he still knew the Bible. He had the knowledge.
虽然大卫犯了罪，但是他是熟知经文的，他有圣经里面的所有的知识。
But he was distant to Bible's author God.
但是他与圣经的作者神却远离了。
It's not that when we sin, we forget about God and what he has been teaching us in the Bible. We still know.
并不是说我们犯罪的时候我们就忘记神了，我们仍然知道那些神教导我们的真理。
The problem is often not the knowledge of doing what is right or wrong in God's eyes, but to really understand it and take it to your heart and consciousness.
所以问题并不是在于缺乏知识，不知道按照神的旨意什么是对，什么是错，而是说没有把这些知识放在自己的心里，而且真正的去实行他们。
David should really thank Nathan.
大卫真的是要好好感谢约拿丹。
He was completely honest with him, and he brought him four words in English, and it would be five Chinese words.
因为他对于大卫是非常的坦诚的。他对于大卫用英文来说是五个字，用中文来说是五个字。
He said, "You are the man."
你就是那人。
And those four or five words, it pulled David out of the darkness.
就是这五个字，把大卫从黑暗当中拯救了出来。
And this mess, this sinful actions, you are doing the exact same thing as this rich man.
大卫，你所做的一切就和故事里面那个富人是一样的。
When thinking about Nathan and how David got Nathan, it makes me think about Nathan's in our own lives.
在我们讲到约拿单和大卫被约拿单了，也让我想起在我们的日常生活中我们的约拿单。
How important is it for us to have a Nathan in our lives?
在我们的生活当中有一个约拿单，这对我们的生活有怎样的影响？
Someone who can drag us out and show us the truth.
有一个人可以把你从黑暗中救出来，让你看到事情的本质。
Someone who can tell us if we are going the wrong direction.
有人可以告诉我们，我们已经偏行几路了。
This job might not be healthy for you.
这个工作也许对你的健康不好。
This relationship, are you sure about this?
你的这个关系你很肯定这个关系对你来说是对的吗？
The way you treat this person, I don't think is right.
你这样对待这个人，我认为是不对的。
We should thank Nathan's in our lives.
我们要感谢我们生活当中的约拿单。
Do you know if you have any Nathans in your life?
你知道在你的生命中有没有这样一个约拿单呢？
Or maybe more importantly, do you let Nathan's work in your life?
或者更重要的是，你会不会让这样一个约拿单在你的生活当中做出影响呢？
Do you let them do their job?
你让他做他的工作吗？
Or do you stop them in their tracks?
或者你会阻拦他们？
Or maybe we turn it around. Are you a Nathan?
或者我们把事情反过来看，你自己是不是一个约拿单呢？
Are you doing what you need to do?
你做了你该做的吗？
Is there something you need to tell someone?
是不是有些事情你需要去告诉某个人呢？
What Nathan did today was to help him realize his sin.
今天约拿单所做的是让大卫看到自己的过犯。
And the only way to help David is to make him realize how wrong he has been. He needed to repent.
他需要做的是让大卫看到自己走得有多远，他需要悔改。
And I think repenting is something we might think that we know what that is.
说到悔改，大家可能想，我知道悔改是什么。
We don't often think that we need to learn to repent.
往往我们不认为我们需要学习怎样悔改。
You might think that repenting is just to ask God for forgiveness.
也许你认为悔改就是向神祈求饶恕。
But how many times have you asked God for forgiveness, but still felt shameful and awful after sinning?
但是有多少次你已经向神悔改了，祈求原谅，但是仍然觉得有罪恶感。
And 2 days later, you fall into the same sin again.
然后再过几天又重蹈覆辙。
If you feel horrible after repenting, there might be a chance that you haven't repented yet.
如果在你悔改之后仍然有强烈的负罪感，也许你还没有悔改。
Because this is what David does after he has repented.
因为这是大卫在他犯罪以后所做的。
It says in Psalm 51:14, it says, Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. David is singing.
大卫是在歌唱。
So let us look closer on what David does after realizing his own sin.
那让我们现在看看大卫在意识到自己犯罪之后做了什么。
In Psalm 51, the psalm David writes after being told the truth by Nathan, he shows his response to God.
在约拿单告诉了他事情的真相以后，他向神悔改。
And we will today specifically look into verse 4.
我们今天特别要看的呢，就是第四段经文。
Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
So the very first thing we need to do in order to repent.Is to see the sin.
所以在悔改的时候，我们第一件要所要做的事情呢，就是看清楚这个罪。
We have to educate our consciousness to be able to see the sin as it really is.
我们先要教育我们自己的意识，让我们能够清楚知道什么是罪。
Sometimes we have a Nathan with us, but sometimes we don't.
有时候我们有我们自己的约拿单。但有时候我们没有。
So we need to understand the sin and see it as God sees it.
所以我们必须要知道这个罪，而且是从神的角度来看他的。
David wrote, Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
大卫这里写，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。
A year ago, when my daughter Noelle had dinner, she had a certain way of telling us that she was done eating.
一年前呢，我的女儿每次她吃完饭的时候，她有她自己的方式来让我们知道她吃饱了。
She would throw the food on the floor.
她会把吃的东西呢就扔在地上了。
Which is exhausting because we need to clean after her, and when we do so, she continues to throw it on the floor and even on my head.
这真的是很累人，他不断因为事后我们必须要清洁那个地板啊， 而且他不停地往地上扔，还往我头上扔。
So we learned that we need to take the food away from her before she starts throwing things around.
所以我们学会了，在她开始往地上扔食物之前呢，我们必须要把食物从她眼前挪开。
But my point with this story is not to complain about the food getting thrown around.
我讲这个故事的目的，并不是说我要在这里抱怨那些食物都被扔掉了。
But that Noelle, she didn't know what was right and wrong.
我是想说 ，Noelle 不知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because in her eyes, she thinks it's funny, and if I don't want it, I throw it away.
因为在她的想法当中，这是很好玩的事情，我不需要这样东西了，我就把它扔掉嘛。
But we have to tell her and teach her what is right and what is wrong.
那我们呢，就有这个职责要去教她什么是对的，什么是错的。
And just like that, our heart needs to know what is right and what is wrong in God's eyes.
就如同我们的心必须知道，在神的眼中什么是对的，什么是错的。
Because there is a standard of right and wrong that is higher than your heart, higher than your consciousness.Which is the standard of God.
因为高于你心中的那个标准，有一个神的标准。
Sometimes we might feel that something is wrong, but is it really?
有时候我们会感觉这件事情错了，但真的错了吗？
Or we might feel that something is okay to do, but based on what?
也许你感觉这件事情是可以做的，但是以什么为标准呢？
We need to know what is evil in God's sight.
我们必须知道在神的眼中什么是恶。
Otherwise, how can we know that we have sinned?
否则我们怎么知道我们犯了罪呢？
I think throughout our lives, there are many people wanting to tell us what is right and what is wrong.
我认为在我们生命当中有许多人想告诉我们是非对错。
But the way God sees things is the most important.
但是最重要的是，神是怎么看这件事情的
？What is sin in God's sight？
在神的眼中，什么是罪
？Not in your mom's sight, or dad's sight, or boyfriend's sight, or friend's sight, but God's sight。
并不是说在你爸妈的眼中，或者是你女朋友的眼中，或者是你至亲好友的眼中，而是在神的眼中。
We cannot trust our consciousness unless it has been educated.To be able to see the sin as it really is, as God sees it.
我们不能盲目的听信我们的潜意识告诉我们这件事情是对是错。我们必须要教育自己，知道在神的眼中这个衡量标准是怎样的。
So what do we do after we have realized that we have sinned?
那么在自己知道自己犯了罪之后，该怎么做呢？
Spurgeon, a famous preacher, he said this.
Spurgeon, 一个非常著名的传道士，他是这样说的。
He said, as soon as ever we are conscious of sin,
当我们意识到自己犯了罪的时候
，the right thing is not to begin to reason with sin.
第一件事情要做的不是去在那边找原因、找理由
，or to wait until we have brought ourselves into a proper state of heart about it.
也不是说要等待我们自己的心预备好了。
But to go at once and confess the transgression unto the Lord there and then.
而是立刻马上来到神的面前，向神悔改。
David said, I have sinned.
大卫说，我犯罪了。
When we sin,We have to take full responsibility for our sins. There are no excuses.
在我们犯罪的时候，我们要对自己的行为负全责，不要去找理由。
Have you ever thought that when we sin, we do it because we want to?
你有没有想过，有时候我们犯罪是因为我们想
？We sin because we want to.
我们犯罪，因为我们想。
You don't accidentally sin.
你一个人并不是出于偶然的有了犯了罪。
Saying that we sin because of circumstances, that is what we call an excuse.
把自己犯罪归罪于周遭的环境，这个就是我们所说的找理由了。
David sinned because he wanted to.
大卫犯罪，因为他想。
He cannot blame the, it's the pressure on being a king or the temptation of Bathsheba.
他并不能说，做一个王压力很大的我，哎，这个拔示巴实在是太漂亮了。
She was so beautiful, I had to do it.
哦，她那么美，我不得不这样做。
We always sin because we want to.
我们犯罪，因为我们自己想。
We really want to.
真的想。
I think this is hard to say myself.
我觉得这我自己来说很难说。
One example can be that at your work, you get into trouble, or you lose your job if you don't lie. One example that be can that if you at your work get into trouble or lose your job if you don't lie.
哦，比如说，你在工作当中，你必须要去旅行。如果你不撒谎的时候呢，你就可能失去你的工作。
If you're honest, you might lose your job, so you have to lie.
如果你说出实情的话，有可能失去自己的工作，那就不得不要撒谎。
But what you are really saying is that money and security in my job is more important than being honest.
但是在这样做的时候呢，你真正表达的就是钱、工作带来这种安全感，对你来说比做人清清白白、诚实更加重要。
So you would say circumstances forced me to lie.
所以有人会说，这是由于当时的环境致使我撒了谎。
But the reality is that you did it because you wanted to.
但是事实是，这个人这样做，因为他想这样做。
I think we are all really good at avoiding responsibility when we sin.
我觉得我们在犯罪的时候都非常善于去推诿自己的责任。
It's rarely do we say that I sinned because I really wanted to.
非常罕见有人会说我犯罪因为我想。
Eve in the garden said, maybe what I did was wrong, but the snake.
夏娃在伊甸园里面说，也许我做的是错的，但是这都是那个蛇不好啦。
And Adam said, maybe what I did was wrong, but Eve told me to.
然后亚当说，也许我做错了，但这都是夏娃的主意啊。
And David said, I didn't kill Uriah, the sword of the Ammonites did it.
大卫可以说，我也没有亲手杀乌利亚哦，这是亚门人干的。
The sword kills people all the time. Uriah, he would die anyway. I didn't do anything.
这个刀剑呢，无眼总是会伤人的，他早晚会死的，我又没干什么。
And rarely, almost never do someone say, let's do something sinful.
几乎从来没有有人跑出来说，让我们犯罪吧。
So we have to take full responsibility for our actions. We need to own our sins.
所以我们必须对自己的所作所为承担所有的责任。
The cause of my sin was because I wanted to do it.
我犯罪的原因是因为我想这样做。
I wanted to do it and I did it. I have sinned.
我想做，而且我干了。
And if we start arguing about what made us sin, we might not even see that we are sinning.
如果我们开始在那边讨论究竟是什么致使我犯罪的话，可能我根本就没有在那边忏悔。
And the last point.
最后一点。
A strange thing that David says in verse 4 is, against you and you only have I sinned.
在最后一句里面他说，在你眼中，是在你眼中我犯了罪。
How can he say that?
他为什么这么说？
How can he say that he only sinned against God?
他怎么说只有在他在神的眼前行了罪恶？
What about Uriah?
那乌利亚呢？
What about Bathsheba?
那拔示巴呢？
Their families.
还有他们的家人呢？
David did wrong against all these people.
大卫是对所有的这些人都犯了罪啊。
But ultimately, sin is missing the mark of God.
但是罪是偏离了神对我们的目标。
So although our sin hurts others and repenting to these people is important, sin is ultimately against God.
所以虽然罪会伤害到这些人，但是最终结的是罪是偏离了神对我们的意愿。
Since it is His way, we have failed to live up to.
因为是神的标准，我们违反了。
And the ones we are hurting are the people made in His image.
所有这些我们伤害的人，都是按照神的形象塑造的。
And what makes sin wrong is not just that we broke the law.You broke God's heart.
为什么犯罪是如此的不好？因为我们不仅仅是违反了律法，我们是打碎了神的心。
We are not only trampling on His rules, but we are trampling on Him.
我们不仅仅是践踏了他设定的律法，我们是在践踏神。
And sometimes.We repent to get what we want and not what He wants.
有时候我们悔改，并不是要去得到神所想要的，而是我们自己所想要的。
Maybe we repent so that we can feel better. We repent hoping that, oh, now I repented, maybe the consequences wouldn't be as bad.
有时候我们悔改，就是为了事后可以自己感觉好一点。好了，现在我悔改过了，我现在可以感觉好一点了。
We shouldn't be repenting to get what we want.
我们悔改的动机不应该是要得到我们想要的。
I need to repent because otherwise I'm trampling on God, our best friend.
我要悔改，因为如果我不这样做的话，我是在践踏我们最好的朋友神。
David says in the end of verse 4, he says,So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
What David is saying here is that God, you are just judge, no matter what the consequences, you will be just.
大卫在这里说的是，神，你是公义清正的，无论你是怎样的来判断判决这件事情，你是对的。
The consequences doesn't really matter to me.
这件事情的结果是怎样的，对我来说根本就不重要。
What really matters to me is my relationship with you.
对我来说，真正重要的是我和你之间的关系。
I want to love you, honor you, and be right with you again.
我想要的是重新来爱你。重新来敬重你，重新来荣耀你。
There's a kind of repentance that focuses on the consequences of what you did wrong.
有一种悔改，这种悔改呢，就把它的重心是放在自己所做的错事上面。
And the ones that will end up with you hating yourself and not your sin.
这种悔改带来的结果是，这个人开始憎恨自己。而不是憎恨这个罪。
And then there is a kind of repentance that focuses on God.
还有一种悔改，它是把重心放在神。
And this is the kind of repentance that will in the end help you hate the sin and not yourself.
这样的悔改呢，是会帮助你事后开始学会憎恨这个罪，而不是你自己。
How can I treat someone who loves me like this?
我怎么可以对一个如此爱我的人这样来做呢？
What needs to convince your heart is that God loves you and you mean the world to him.
你必须让你自己的心里真正的知道神爱你。
And you need to see what he has done for you.
你要看到神为你做了一些什么。
How much he values you.
神有多么的爱你。
And only then will you see that you have betrayed him when you sin.
只有在这样的情况下，你才会看到你有多么的背叛了神，在一个人犯罪的时候。
What David did was horribly wrong.
大卫所作所为是非常的错的。
The so-called best king in the Old Testament, he failed miserably.
这个所谓旧约里面最最好的王，输得一败涂地。
And not only did he fail once, but trying to cover up again and again, he just dug this hole of sin even deeper.
而且他并不是说犯了一次，而是为了掩盖自己的错，一次又一次，以至于他的罪越陷越深。
So God sent Nathan to him.
所以神给了他约拿单。
So that he can wake him up and realize what he has done.
所以大卫可以重新看到事情的本身，知道自己做错了什么。
David, in all these circumstances, didn't choose to hide from God.
在所有这个过程当中，大卫没有选择逃避神。
But he went to God and admitted his sins.
他来到神的面前，向神承认他自己所做的一切。
No more excuses, no more blaming other people.
没有理由，没有借口，没有推诿别人。
He knew that the only thing that mattered was his relationship with God.
他知道真正重要的是他与神之间的关系。
He needed to change his heart, to change it into a heart that knew what was right and wrong in God's eyes.
他要改变自己的心思意念，知道什么是对，什么是错。
See your sin, confess your sins, and hate your sins.
看到你自己的罪，悔改你的罪，憎恨罪。
In order to build one of the most important relationships in your life.
从而我们能够建立与我们生命中最重要的神的关系。
The relationship with God, our Father.
与我们的天父之间的关系。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, I thank you for today's message.
亲爱的天父，我感谢你给我们今天的恩言。
I thank you that you are always teaching us of how we can have this relationship with you.
感谢你不断地教导我们怎样和你保持亲密关系。
I thank you for your love.
我感谢你的慈爱。
Thank you for what you did on the cross for us.
感谢你在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
Thank you that you love us even though we do so many things that hurts you.
虽然我们做了那么多的错事伤害了你，你仍然爱我们。
But I pray that you will help us.
我祈求祷告你会帮助我们。
That we can help each other.
我们也彼此的帮助。
That we can be each other's Nathans.
我们可以成为彼此的约拿单。
And that we also allow people to be our Nathans.
我们也让别人成为我们的约拿单。
I pray that you continue to bless us.
我祷告你继续恩膏我们。
And that we can always come forward to you with our sins.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到你面前承认我们自己的过犯。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.